April 28, 1923. Lisa must crush the head of the infernal serpent. The living in the divine will is the complete triumph of the Creator over the creature. The primary purpose of the coming of Jesus upon earth was that the divine will might triumph over the human will. I felt as though immersed in the endless light of the eternal will, and my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, my divinity does not need to operate in order to make its works come out, it only needs to want them. So, I want and I do. The greatest works, the most beautiful, come out by my mere wanting them. On the other hand, even if the creature wanted them, if she does not work, she does not move, she does nothing. Now, to one who makes my will her own and lives in it as in her own royal palace, the same power is communicated, as much as is possible to a creature." Now, while he was saying this, I felt myself being drawn outside of myself, and I found an ugly monster under my feet, which was biting itself out of rage. And Jesus, being near me, added, "Just as my virgin mother crushed the head of the infernal serpent, so do I want another virgin, which must be the first possessor of the supreme will, to press again that infernal head so as to crush it and debilitate it, in such a way as to confine it into hell, that she may have full dominion over it, and it may not dare to approach those who must live in my will. Therefore, place your foot on its head, and crush it." Made brave, I did it, and it would bite itself more, and so as not to feel my touch, it shut itself up in the darkest abysses. Then Jesus resumed his speaking, "My daughter, do you think that the living in my will is nothing? No, no, on the contrary, it is the all, it is the fulfillment of all sanctities, it is the absolute dominion of oneself, of one's passions, and of one's capital enemies. It is the complete triumph of the Creator over the creature. So, if she adheres and I come to letting her live in my will, without her ever again wanting to know her own, I have nothing left to want from the creature, and she has nothing left to give me. All my yearnings are fulfilled, my designs realized, there is nothing left but delighting in each other. It is true that I came upon earth to redeem man, but my primary purpose was that the divine will might triumph over the human will by according these two wills together and making them one, taking the human will into that will from which it had gone out. This was the main offense that my celestial father received from man, and I was to compensate him for it, otherwise I would not give him full satisfaction. But in order to obtain the first purpose, first I had to issue the second, that is, to save him, to give him my hand since he had fallen, to wash him of the mud in which he was lying. How could I say, 'Come to live in my will,' if he was horrid to look at, and was under the slavery of the infernal enemy? Therefore, after having obtained the second purpose, I want to secure the first one, that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that man, who had gone out of my will, enter into mine once again. And in order to obtain this, I give to this first creature all my merits, all my works and steps, my palpitating heart, my wounds, my blood, my whole humanity, to dispose her, to prepare her, to let her enter into my will. In fact, first she must take the complete fruit of my redemption, and then, as though in triumph, enter the possession of the immense sea of my supreme will. I do not want her to enter as a stranger, but as a daughter. Not as poor, but as rich. Not as ugly, but as beautiful, as if she were another me. Therefore, I want to centralize my whole life in you." And while he was saying this, it was as though many seas were coming out of him, which poured upon me, and I remained inside of them, sunken. And at the same time, a sun, beating down with its light, receiving the complete fruit of redemption in order to be able to give the complete fruit of its will to the creature. It was the sun of the eternal volition, which celebrated the entrance of the human will into its own. And Jesus, this divine will of mine grew within my humanity like a flower, which I transplanted from heaven into the true Eden of my terrestrial humanity. It germinated in my blood, it sprouted from my wounds, to make of it the greatest gift to the creature. Don't you want to receive it? And I, single quote, why yes. And he, I want to transplant it into you, love it, and know how to keep it.